Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A one, two. Well, hello, good evening, and welcome.
Hello.
It's time for us to have a lovely time. We checked the direction we had to go to get to the venue. We didn't go the way that we thought that we might do. Ben thought it would be north by northwest.
Yes, I did.
Mark thought south, but it's more like south southwest. Because we're in the Taskmaster house. House. Oh, dear.
It's a horn section podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast.
Yes! Shut up and welcome to the Horn Section Podcast. You've found us. You've dug us up. You've unearthed the
gem.
That is six men in their 40s doing the only things they've ever done, twanging musical instruments and reading out words they thought of on a train from Hull to King's Cross. This is modern entertainment. Hi, guys. Give us a bit of swing. Please, a bit of swing. Hi. Early swing. There it is. Yeah. And I want each of you to greet me with a different, really cool greeting word. We're going to start with you, Mark. So a greeting word, a cool greeting word. Hey, Mark. Yo.
Whatcha?
Lovely. Hey, Joe. Howdy, partner.
What's up?
Willip, ahoy, matey.
Yo.
I've said yo. And yo at the start.
What's going on?
Cool. Benji boy, sup, home slice.
Evening.
What up, doctor? What's your name? What's your name?
None of your business.
Okay, welcome to the podcast. You could have also had Kraken, hello, governor. Hey, baby, what's cooking? Good looking. I like your face. Aloha. And put that cookie down. I've been on...
That's not a greeting.
...the internet. Yeah, put that cookie down.
No, it's not. Who told you that?
www.pudpudden.
Supposed to be funny, that one.
No, I found that on the internet, genuinely. Right then, on with the podcast.
Put your cookie down is a greeting.
Put that cookie down.
Oh, cool.
Put that cookie down!
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to use it then.
What sort of podcast is it? Well, it's not the potato episode. It was going to be, but we're not quite ready for that. Willip is still finishing the potato opera. Ben hasn't finished his musical mash recipes, but it's going to come soon. And I know that I can't wait. Mark, can you wait?
Yes.
Well, I now know that Mark can wait. Joe, can you wait?
No.
I now know that Joe also can't wait. Two of us can't, one of us. Okay, so we're going to start in a minute, but first of all, a bit of music. I've been learning the French horn for 40 years now, and apparently I'm ready to join the band. So this lot are going to play a piece of music called Waterloo Women, and Mark's going to do some solos. Some bits, and then I will exactly replicate what you play on the French horn.
Yeah.
Okay.
One, two...
Yeah, I can do that. Was a lovely bit of music, but also our magnificent one person special guest. Woo! Audience has just arrived.
Woo!
So let's introduce them. It's Angela Scanlon. It's Angela Scanlon. Angela.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Angela.
Hello.
How are y'all?
This is Angela.
Oh, sorry, I kicked your guitar. Sorry.
That's all right. Mm. Big boots as well.
I know. They're hiking boots.
Be nice, Mark.
Yeah.
We're quite...
big boots.
I know. It just felt a bit aggressive.
Mm. Yeah. It's making me feel uncomfortable.
Sorry, you look uncomfortable.
It's the jeans.
Yeah.
Not the boots.
Okay. Anyway. The little tennis socks peeking out from the top
of
the boots?
Yeah. Little tennis socks. They're white. It makes me feel like I have my life together. Because they haven't shrunk or died in the wash.
Okay. You got two. I've got...
I've got two, yeah. I've got two feet.
I've got, and I realise this, and I apologise, I've got leprechaun socks on. I realised it's not appropriate.
Yeah, but also you did allude to the fact that you were going to do a potato episode, which I thought was aimed directly at me, and I thought, you know, a bit flattered, but also racist.
A bit on the nose, yeah. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Apart from that, do you have any... it's very early in the podcast, but do you have any initial questions or worries?
No.
In that case...
Thanks for coming.
In that case, I'm going to introduce you. I'm going to explain how we know you.
Okay.
What music would you like underneath this explanation? What type of music?
Oh, maybe something by the Pogues.
Something Pogue-ish, yeah.
Pogue-ish.
We can't,
Or The Cure, would that be easier?
Let's have some music that sounds a bit like The Pogues.
Yeah, flavour. A flavour of the Pogues.
So, Angela, I know you because of a couple of things. Number one, I really loved Robot Wars with you and Dara O'Brien.
Thanks.
My favourite programme then and now. You and my wife, secondly, met at a party. And she got quite drunk and thought you were best friends for half an hour.
We were.
Oh, good. She'll be pleased to hear that. Was it real?
Yeah.
And then I was on your Radio 2 show with Greg Davis once.
Yes.
And also we were at a party with Mel C, but that was the same party as the one before. And that's our history, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You stop the music.
That was nothing like the Pogues.
Oh, no.
I thought it was Irish at first, then realised it wasn't.
There was a little flavour in the beginning
like
and then...
More like The Cure, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a hybrid. I'm fine with it.
And it won't be the only disappointment of the podcast.
Great.
Sorry, Alec, we're oh so sorry. It was your birthday. You turned 30 just last week. We missed the date. We're a bit too late, especially for a guy with your physique. You're a hunk, Alec, a school friend of Michael. You like cricket, comedy and soccer. Also, you're in Australia, just outside of Sydney. So sorry for this late drongo pommy bloody shocker. We're going to briefly discuss where we are. Would you mind explaining, Angela?
Oh, yeah. So, as in, you know, actually where we are.
We don't normally record in this location.
Okay.
Can you play the theme tune to location, 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 Ed?
No. Right.
Is that because you don't know it or don't like it?
None of your business.
You can't just keep saying none of your business when anyone asks you a question. How does the theme tune go? Does anyone know the theme tune to location?
No, that's not a very memorable one, is it?
No.
Location, location, location. Where are we, Angela?
In Chiswick.
We're in Chiswick, and where specifically, without giving away the name of the road?
In the Taskmaster House.
That's right.
It's an oddity.
It is an oddity.
Mm-hmm, but warmer than it appears from the outside.
Yeah, that was your first impression. It's warmer than it appears from the outside. And because we're here in the Taskmaster House, you're going to do a task.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah, why
it's
not?
It's like my dream.
So we're going to pass that round to Angela now. We'll pass it around the room.
Thank you.
Oh, I've just dropped a load of stuff.
It's branded and everything.
Oh, it's branded. So we'll stop the location theme tune. And
did I go too soon?
Yeah, you went too soon.
Sorry,
but it's okay.
We'll just pretend.
I'm trying to press some buttons, but that's all fine. Okay, you can now open the task.
Oh, shit. Sorry, the seal broke. I really wanted to bring it home.
Okay, so what you're going to do, you're going to read it out, and then you're going to do it, and the band will play the Taskmaster theme quite sort of softly underneath your attempt, because it's a verbal task.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. However. Yeah. Right, what's the task, Angela?
Okay, say the most famous people that Willip the Bassist has heard of. Mm. Each person you say must have been born after the previous person you've said.
Oh, great task.
You have 2 minutes.
All right, your time starts now.
Gandhi.
Good.
Mother Teresa.
Good.
Giles Brandreth.
Definitely born after Teresa.
Definitely. Okay.
Someone born after Brandreth. Don't go too young.
No, I know. Okay.
Stuck on Brandreth still. Gandhi, Teresa, Brandreth.
Teresa May.
Oh, another Teresa.
Yeah, I like Teresas.
Definitely younger than Brandreth.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Are you going to check these? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Robert De Niro.
It's a very odd group of people so far. De Niro, we've hit five.
Okay.
Younger than De Niro.
Younger than De Niro. Ben Stiller.
Lovely. It's revealing a lot about you.
Okay. Richard Osman.
Oh, okay.
Younger than De Niro.
He's 52, I think. Osman.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't know what age Ben Stiller is.
53, you're right. You're
amazing.
Fine. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Then Xander Armstrong is going to be in or around that age too, right?
I'm giving you it.
Okay.
You've got 45 seconds.
Dara O'Brien.
You've thought of a lot of men in their 50s.
Okay,
Sunday shoot. In the 40s now.
Okay, Amy Poehler.
Oh.
Also, I know my audience, I feel.
Yeah, have you heard of Amy Poehler? What's she been in?
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, brilliant. Chelsea Handler.
Have you heard of Chelsea Handler?
No.
Sarah Silverman.
Yep.
Got it. That's 10. 20 seconds left.
Matt Baker.
Have you heard of Matt Baker?
No, who's that?
Have you heard of Matt Baker?
Great.
We talked about him in the show.
Last podcast.
He's going to be absolutely raging.
Okay.
Okay,
13
sorry.
Seconds.
Justin Bieber. Shit, I went really young.
Yeah, you've got to go younger than Bieber.
Princess Charlotte.
8 seconds.
Prince Louis.
Is there anyone younger than Prince Louis who's famous?
The
Three,
new baby
two,
that Meghan and
one.
Harry had.
I will give you that. That's a score of 14 for Angela
I'm
Scanlon.
Absolutely ashamed of myself. I'm so sorry.
No, that was
all right.
Good,
and
yeah.
There was only one Irish person in there.
Oh, who was that?
Dara.
Oh, yeah.
Dara O'Brien.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about that, the pianist? Catchphrase?
None of your business.
Yeah, thank you. Here we go. Good. Okay. Well, I will check the scores before next week's recording.
Okay.
Or I won't.
So we don't know how well I've done, really, in the room. It's hard to tell, isn't it? I always think it's easier when you have a figure to beat. So I would prefer if you didn't tell Al how many he needed to get.
Okay. Okay. It doesn't work like that.
Okay.
I'm turning the page. Well, I've got a new hobby.
Good link.
Who wants to hear about my new hobby?
Not me, thanks.
Yes, please.
It's jogging. Jogging. What I do is I go out in my car and I find joggers and I pull up next to them and ask them if they want a lift home. And so far, no one said no. And I rented a minibus at the weekend and got 12 joggers. That's my new hobby. Do you jog, Angela?
I used to.
Do you do yoga?
Yeah.
Which of the band do you think also does yoga?
Oh.
Good game.
I'm going to say drummer.
You would, but you're wrong.
Oh.
Good guess. Yeah?
You.
No, thank you. I'm glad I'm number two.
The pianist.
No, not the pianist.
Oh, shit. No, this feels like it's really insulting.
Yeah,
now.
It is. No, not even the trumpeter. No, so it's between Willip and Mark now.
I'm going to say maybe Willip.
No, it's the least likely person.
But it's supposed to cure aggression.
I haven't been for a week. I've got tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Tomorrow,
so you're really like a vent tomorrow. About to explode. Yeah. Okay.
I might come and watch.
If you travel up to Scotland, you could go to see Loch Ness or Loch Lomond. Or some people think that Glasgow is the best. But I know I would rather visit somewhere called Dumfries. Cos a lady there called Caroline is painting a masterpiece. She teaches kids and owns a cat and she hails from Cairney Hill. She used to live in Stornoway, but I think we should visit her still. Her whingy cat's called Archie, her husband is a Dutch guy. But Caroline is an artist, so let's go to Dumfries High. Yeah. But who is Angela Scanlon? Well, I'm going to tell you now with a song. The music for the song is the music from Murder, She Wrote. Why? Why do you think Angela?
Because Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury.
And she lives in Cork.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. And all of the people try to find her. Like tourists come and they try to hunt down Angela Lansbury and all of the locals misdirect them so they'll never find her.
Oh, brilliant.
It's cute, isn't it?
It is cool. I might have to change the lyrics though because I thought she was dead.
Oh, okay, she might be now.
No, well. No,
I don't think she is because I asked that question recently. I presume
still alive.
The same thing.
Okay, right. So this is a song about Angela Lansbury and Angela Scanlon. It's called Los Angeles. Ready?
Yep.
Angela Lansbury, born in 1925. And at the time of recording this podcast, Angela Lansbury's still alive. Angela Scanlon is also not dead. She's an Irish TV presenter and an excellent redhead. Fine. One was born in Meath, in a town called Ratoath. One was Jessica Fletcher in Murder, She Wrote. Angela Scanlon does lots of radio and TV. And the record for most Emmy losses is held by Lansbury. She was nominated 18 times but didn't win, and that's why we've asked Scanlon to be our guest with us today.
I love it.
Yeah, do you like my voice?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's unthreatening.
Mm, like all the best singers. Should I get myself as a treat? I've got lots of things already. I've got a rake and a telly and a wife and two kids and a Coke and a candle and a teddy. I know, I'll buy a song for myself. For me, what's my name? Andy Bell. Toby will be pleased and Zach will be pleased and Fliss. Well, you can never tell. But Toby and Zach will definitely like it. They've got such excellent taste. They like thick and creamy and they like Hello Tomato, and that isn't always the case. So yes, I'm going to buy myself a little song for me. Just me, Andy Bell. I hope it's really cool and I hope it's not too long and I hope the last line doesn't rhyme or scam. Two things now, Angela, about you.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you do, and I only discovered this yesterday, your own podcast.
Yeah.
Competing with us.
I know, sorry. It did only come out yesterday or the day before, so it's pretty new.
Different department to us. It's what category would your podcast come under?
Well, I don't know.
Sort of well-being,
but I guess so, yeah. And then I saw somewhere that it was education, which felt great.
Is this helping?
Is that the piano? The theme tune from the piano? Not the actual instrument. Oh my God, sorry.
Huh?
I used to love that film so much.
Not anymore.
Yeah. PRS. Something weird happened to her finger, didn't it?
I don't know, we'll ask. Did something weird happen to the pianist's
finger?
Finger in the piano. Yeah.
I wasn't in it.
Mm.
Okay, Holly Hunter, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Chick-a-bye! Am I thinking of the right film?
I definitely think no one understands the reference. But we enjoyed what you did.
She's the one who loses her head in the woods. No, not.
I said finger a minute.
No, her mind. I meant her mind.
And then you said chickpea, I think.
Chickpea. Whoa, 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 chickpea or something.
Has anyone seen the film?
No.
Okay,
no.
Shit, it's lost. Anyway, sorry about that. He was doing a lovely tune there.
It was less about the podcast and but...
Oh, yeah.
Your podcast is called Thanks a Million.
It's called Thanks a Million. You'll be familiar with that phrase.
Well, it's a sort of Irish-y phrase, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like my wife. And Mark's wife, actually, as well.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm Ben's soon-to-be wife.
Are you going to marry Steph?
Yeah.
Cool.
Does she know?
No.
What a great way to propose, Ben.
Well, that's
the old romantic, eh?
Does she listen to the podcast?
No.
Oh, Thanks a Million. It's a good name for a podcast because you say it at the end. Well, I don't know. I've only listened to one episode, but you say it at the last phrase of the episode.
I know.
That's quite good, I thought.
It's key to a successful podcast.
Yeah. Well, our podcast would be called Goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move on to your TV programme. I think we've dealt with the podcast now pretty well.
Yeah,
got some more listeners.
Hopefully.
You've got a TV show which is on tonight.
Yes.
Every Wednesday, an hour before my programme.
Great.
So it works.
Oh, yeah, it's a new series, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it, this
Thank
TV
you.
Show.
What's it called, Mark?
Your Home Better or something?
I mean, to be fair, that is a better attempt than most people who actually came up with the title. I can't really say that, but I did.
It's called Your Home Made Better. Made perfect.
Yeah. But it was in the ballpark.
Your Home Better.
Yeah.
It's a good concept, and I'm going to demonstrate it now.
Okay.
The strength of the concept, because one of our band members is having a loft extension done. Do you want to guess which of the band members is having a loft extension done?
A loft extension.
An extension or
a loft conversion? Sorry, a loft conversion.
Well, it is bigger.
Well, so. Don't give it away.
Oh, well.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah, I think
good game,
I think it's Ben.
Yeah, weirdly, little Joe Alkin is having a loft extension done.
Okay, great.
Conversion.
Yeah.
So, Angela, would you interview Joe?
Sure.
There's a bed of music, is there normally under this sort of Channel 4?
Oh, there is quite. Yeah. Well, it's on BBC Two, so...
Yeah,
so
this is going great.
But they did say Channel 4 if I had. So,
did they really?
I guess that sounds a bit edgier.
Brilliant.
So, anything really a bit just, jazzy.
Yeah, just a little bed as Angela interviews Joe about his dream loft conversion.
Okay. So, Joe, you're really unhappy with your loft at the moment.
Oh, God, it's rubbish.
Really?
Yeah.
And what is it doing to your family?
Well, we find it quite oppressive.
Yeah.
Just on top of us, bearing down.
Okay. And what is the dream... what does the dream space look like?
Well, it looks like a bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want a bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay, and what what do you like to do in the bedroom?
Well, no, just another 1 minute, please, Angela. 1 minute.
Oh, sorry.
What do I like to do in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Well, sleep primarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's not the whole story, no.
Okay, okay. But, like, do you like to chill out? Do you want it purely... Is it, like, is entertainment important in bedroom, or do you like to confine that to downstairs?
No, I think the entertainment will stay downstairs.
Stay downstairs. Yeah. Okay, so this is, like, a zen room.
Yeah.
Right, and music, is that a different part of the house?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Really, yeah.
Okay, does he always answer in just one word?
Yeah, yeah. It'd be the same on your podcast when he's
okay,
a guest on the podcast.
Okay,
that's probably enough. Well, okay. The good news is, Joe, we've actually... how do you reveal the virtual reality moment?
You just throw on the goggles.
Yeah, well, Joe, we've got your house here.
Okay.
Yeah.
These look remarkably like the goggles we use.
They may well be. Hmm. So, Joe is
they
now
going to... They may
gonna,
well do.
Sorry, they may well do.
Or they may well be the same.
Thank you, Angela. Yeah. So Joe is now going to pop on the virtual reality headset and see what his new loft conversion looks like. What do you think, Joe?
It's very dark.
Yeah. I couldn't turn them on.
Oh, OK.
But this is what it'd be like at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you be a little bit more expressive?
Well, the tracking's been lost, which is a shame, but other than that, I think it's...
The tracking?
I think it's brilliant, yeah.
What do you mean by the tracking?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Oh, is that what it says on the thing?
It says tracking lost. Yeah.
Oh, that means something's happening?
That's what I can see.
Is anything happening now?
It's getting blurrier. That might be just my eyes.
Well, it's not a bad bit of the podcast.
Well, I guess this is what it would be like looking out through one of the Velux windows into the night sky.
Yeah.
Something or to like be this. Blind. Can you see anything?
I don't know.
No.
And stop. Okay, well, that's that bit done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's time to have a chat with Willip Collier, the long bassist. Hey, Willip.
Hello.
Do you want to hear a joke that the pianist and I wrote on the way to Hull?
Yep.
Okay. I bought
a hell of a trip, this trip to
Hull. It was a pretty good trip to Hull. I bought a pool table recently. Then you say, oh, did you buy the Q's too? I bought a pool table recently.
Oh, did you buy the Q's too?
Yeah, and the rest.
Yeah? I like it.
And I gather you've come up with a game for me and Angela to play. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's the game called?
It's called Top Trumps.
Top Trumps. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready for a game of Top Trumps, Angela?
I think I am.
Okay. Top Trumps, Top Trumps, Top Trumps, Top Trumps, Top Trumps, Top Trumps. Okay. Chica, chica, chica. The number's high, the number's low. What you got? I need to know. A power, speed, power, strength, speed, or weight. Strength, weight. When you win, it's really great. Top Trumps, Top Trumps, play Top Trumps. Right, I'm going to hand you your cards now, okay. Angela. Do you mind passing that to Angela? Angela shouted out Alex at the beginning of that because I lost some of the cards, if you're wondering why she screamed Alex at the start of the theme. Alex!
They're there!
So, you'll notice the theme of the Top Trumps are... What are they, Willip?
Sentences.
Sentences. So it's best sentences, Angela.
Okay.
Okay. Have you played Top Trumps before?
No.
You've never played top trumps before?
No.
How have you never played top trumps before?
I don't know. What is it?
So it's
you never heard of it?
I've never even heard of it. Thought you made that up. So was that actually a professional song that somebody else wrote?
It was a professional song written by me.
Okay, fine.
For a proper game.
Okay.
And it's one of the best games ever.
Like Uno, kind of.
Well, it's easier than Uno. So the way it works, you the thing at the top of the card is your thing for the card, and then it's got different values below.
Okay.
So I'll start with this one. So my sentence is, don't get me started. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say strength. The strength of that one is 9. So then you say what your sentence is and what your strength is for that that card. What's your sentence? Don't get me started.
You and whose army?
It's pretty strong. How strong is it?
It's 8.
I win, so I get your card.
Okay.
Ooh, that's how
close.
The game works.
Very close.
All right.
You enjoying the game so far?
I love it.
Okay, good.
I'm not surprised it's huge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, normally it's things like dinosaurs or cars.
But or
there's never been a sentences one before. So Willip has invented that bit.
Oh, I see.
What's wrong, Willip?
Nothing.
Okay.
Ed was trying to tell me something, but I didn't hear what it
Which
was.
One's Ed?
Piano player.
Piano player, okay. My sentence is, you would say that, and that's got a... You would say that. It's got a speed factor of 4.
I think they saw you coming. Speed factor of 5.
Whoa, so you get that card.
Thank
and
you
now it's,
very
now
much.
It's, good, now good it's your back. Turn. Your turn to say the sentence.
Oh, okay, great.
And then
thank
the...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we play until all
and
the cards
are
gone.
And so is the aim that I pick a factor that's like the highest?
Yeah, except the last one, likelihood of awkwardness, you want to go for a low
Got an arrow pointed down.
Yeah,
good to
know.
Oh, wow.
Better out than in.
Oh, that's pretty good. And which?
Speed factor of 7.
Oh, you can say that again. 6.
So that goes for Angela.
How many cards in the pack, Willip?
27.
27.
Oh, wow.
And we play until someone's won all 27.
Okay. Not on my watch. Cool factor 8.
That is pretty cool. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Cool factor 1.
Oh,
so Angela is wiping the floor with me.
That's actually cooler than a 1.
It's
seasonal,
cool.
Though.
Yeah, it's too seasonal.
Why do you guys keep laughing?
You can't keep saying that sentence during the podcast.
That's the card. That's
it's
the
a
card.
Speed factor of 3.
Oh, that was a sentence. Oh, right.
How confusing.
I thought you were being very insulting. I've got you'd be surprised. Speed factor 7.
Boom. That's a bit overrated, if you ask me.
Well, Willip's the designer.
Okay.
What's the worst that can happen? Breadth of usage 6.
That is such a heartwarming story. I'm welling up here. It's only a breadth of usage 3.
Right. Well, I reckon we'll do one more. And then we'll return to the game later in the episode.
Okay, great.
or not, depending on the time. The more the merrier. Likelihood of awkwardness, 5. So you've got to go lower that. Did you just shuffle your card?
No, I didn't. I was just seeing what else was there because you said we might not return to it and I really enjoyed it. And so
we will return to it. Don't worry about
it. We will. Okay, great. Yeah. Well, then I'll stick with the 1. Make of that what you will.
I see why you moved on, but that's a pretty dull one, isn't it?
Likelihood of awkwardness, 5.
Oh, we do get the next one. That goes in the middle.
Oh.
And then we have to stick with likelihood of awkwardness. I've got it doesn't grow on trees.
Okay.
6.
6 for what? Oh, we have to stick with likelihood. It's 6 of 1 and 6 of the other. 4.
Oh, Scanlan gets all those cards.
Oh, wow. That's really enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah. And that is the catchphrase of the program, of the game.
So all trumps.
Play top trumps.
We play top trumps.
Angela, what's the favourite program on radio or telly that you do?
Robot Wars.
Okay.
I mean, it has been axed.
No, that's all right. What's your second favourite?
I guess the one that's on tonight.
Okay, third favourite?
The One Show, maybe?
Yes, me too.
Okay, so.
And we actually know the theme tune to all your programmes, especially The One Show.
It's a lot of horn in that, isn't there?
A lot of horn in that. Mm-hmm. We had Angelica Bell as a guest recently, and we played the lyrics to... we sang the lyrics to The One Show. I don't know if you knew there were lyrics.
Okay.
And we found the second verse now, so we're going to sing the second verse to The One Show theme tune. Here we go.
One, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome, everyone. I am still a man called...
One.
Although in England I'm called...
John.
One. And in Scotland I am...
Ian.
While over in Wales they call me...
Wayne.
And in Sweden I am... Sonja! Sonja is Swedish for John.
Is that right?
Yeah, short for Sonjathan. Jack Atkinson, he likes badminton and clapping songs at the Vatican. Jack Atkinson. Stop. Now. Do you have any questions or worries at this stage, Angela?
No. I feel like I'm in very safe hands.
Well, I've got a question for you. It's pretty good. Can I have a sax solo into the question, please, Mark? Do you play any musical instrument yourself, Angela?
I used to play the accordion.
Did you?
The piano accordion.
Oh, well,
I wish we had one of those.
It just so happens that we don't have an accordion. What's the closest to an accordion that we've got?
I mean, I really am not very good.
Well, I need you to play something at this stage because we've got a game called Who's Heard All These Wicked Things, though?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take anything.
Have we got a shaker or a French horn?
Oh, shaker. I'm good.
There's a shaker in the hall.
Go on the French horn. No?
Whatever.
There's a tambourine.
I'd like a tambourine.
Tambourine, Joe.
Yeah.
She'd like a tambourine, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking cloud water, which has been gifted to us by Otter's Tears Beers.
Otter's Tears Beers.
That's a very nice way of doing ads.
Thank you.
Do they pay you or just give you free stuff?
They just give us free stuff, and it's delicious, and it's too strong. It's 6%.
Wow.
So it's called Who's Heard All These Wicked Things? So all you've got to do is play your instruments, your musical instruments. I'm going to list some wicked things. If you haven't heard the thing, you have to stop playing. The last person playing has heard all these wicked things, though. Okay. Everyone understand?
Yeah.
So Angela will lead the pace of the music. Just join in. Oh, yeah, she's played that before. So stop. If you haven't heard... The pianist is not playing at all yet. A loud man. Have we all heard loud men? Which loud man, Ben?
My dad, shouting.
Mike is loud. A waterfall. We've all heard a waterfall. A sheep, or something like a sheep. What have you heard, Angela?
Yeah, sheep.
Sheep. Joe?
Cow,
yeah. Like a sheep. Stop if you haven't heard Mummy getting cross with you because you broke something. What did you break, pianist?
Her favourite vase.
Favourite vase?
Yeah.
How many vases has she got?
Three. Oh, well, two now.
She'll be all right. The Levellers. Everyone heard The Levellers? Oh, Angela, you can't go out there. You must have heard The Levellers.
Yeah.
Who are they?
A band.
Yeah, they're a band. Someone called Tony saying your name. Everyone heard someone called Tony saying your name? Which Tony?
Angela! It's Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond.
Okay, yeah. Willem? Which Tony said Willem?
Anthony Whiting.
That'll do. Something going wrong in a microwave? A not awful one man band. A not awful one man band. Really? Yeah, Ben's out. Ben's the only honest one here. Something sizzling, but not bacon. Mark?
Sausages.
Sausages. A big tree falling down, ideally with someone shouting timber. We've lost Angela now. You've all heard a tree? Yeah? The pedestrian crossings in Melbourne.
Troopers.
Yeah. A gazelle. So it's trumpet versus piano. They've both heard gazelle. What does a gazelle sound like, pianist?
None of your business.
a talking gazelle. We've lost them all. So,
Yeah, there's
Madagascar or something.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Well, Ed, for the first time, the pianist is the winner.
Wow.
He's heard all the wicked things, though. And stop now, please. Okay. Joe, have you recovered from your virtual reality experience?
I'm still struggling to find my tracking, but...
Have you recovered enough to sing a song to Angela?
Yes, please, Alan.
Please sing a song, it's Alex, about the appliances that you're going to put in your loft conversion.
Yeah.
Is that all right? Do you want me to say what the song's called?
That's what it's called. You've just...
Is it?
Yep.
I've got something else written here.
No.
No? Would it ruin it if I said it?
Yes.
It's a lovely song, Angela.
Okay. I'm excited about it.
I feel like it would be better if you knew the name of the song. But he's...
Oh, there's a banjo. This is really kicking up a notch. Look at the little pointy fingers.
Just the way I was born.
He was born, yeah, he's born to play it.
I used to eat the whole radio.
Now he just eats the flex.
Sometimes I ate microphones.
Now he just eats the flex.
I used to eat whole TV sets.
Now he just eats the flex.
I even ate a trouser press.
Now he just eats the flex.
It was lovely.
Yeah. Well, it was quite a relief. You laughed at the right moment then.
Yeah.
I didn't dare look.
I kind of didn't know what was happening, and I kept looking at the little pointy fingers and I thought that was the whole thing. Yeah. And then, yeah, boom.
Whoopsie dooby doo. Will you listen to this? There's a guy who loves bikes and Judge Dredd. Bikes and Judge Dredd. Whoopsie dooby doo. He loves bikes and Judge Dredd. Bikes and Judge Dredd, yeah. That's what I said. He's been Jane Black's boyfriend for 27 years, or you could call that 10,000 days instead. Yeah, yeah. So, Mark Dowling, this is a dingle for you. I hope you like it as much as the bikes. And Judge Dredd. Angela, I've not properly introduced you to the pianist yet because I don't know his name.
Okay.
But what I do know is that he has an amazing talent. Some of the guys in the band, Ben and Will, call him the Dream Man.
Okay.
Because they also don't know his name. But he can accurately interpret any dream. So, Angela, have you had any interesting dreams recently?
Yeah, I've had quite a few, actually.
Oh, yeah. But is there a specific dream?
Well, I thought I would choose this one.
Okay. Well, you'll know the moment to tell your dream to the Dream Man.
Okay.
That comes after, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, you'll know the moment, Angela. Yeah, and the moment is now. Good luck.
I was sitting on a sofa and my hands were very, very small, like really, really tiny. They were hardly there at all. Then I noticed that beside me was a man with massive ears, like really, really huge. To trim the hair, you'd need some shears. And I couldn't help but stare because they were really very big. And on his head, he wore a hat and underneath the judge's wig.
Judge's wig.
Mm. And on the hat, there was a sign that said, "Don't look at my big ears.
Right.
I'm a judge and I'll send you down for many, many years.
Many, many years. Good.
Without parole or food or drink or fags or sports or pets or snacks,
oh, no.
Including Mars bars, Snickers, Skips and Twixes, Quavers, Tic Tacs.
Good.
But when I finished reading, I just couldn't stop myself from staring at his massive ears and also his nostrils, which were flaring, mine do too, yeah. Weird. And the guy leaned over to me with his flapping ear and dum-dum nose and wig and hat and really stylish leather skiing clothes.
All right.
And he whispered in my face these words that I can't forget. "Your hands are really very small, the smallest I've seen yet." And I said, "Yes, I know they're small, but have you seen your ears?" And he laughed and then he cried and shed at least a billion tears.
A billion?
Yeah, I tried to cuddle him to soothe his pain, but because my hands were small, I poked him in the eye and it fell out just like a bouncy ball. A really slimy bouncy ball that bounced around my bedroom floor.
Right.
I tried to catch it, but I couldn't because my hands were oh so small. What does it mean, oh dream man? Please tell me the meaning of my dream.
What a dream.
What does it mean? What does it mean, these things I've seen? Sleep. these pictures creep inside my mind. Dream man, won't you help me understand? There's one man who understands. Oh, dream man, won't you help me if you can?
Well, Angela, it's a... just a random collection of thoughts.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Thank you, Dream, and now I understand.
Thank you, Angela, for bringing your dream with you today.
You're welcome.
Jack Atkinson, he likes badminton and clapping songs at the Vatican. Jack Atkinson. Stop. Now. Bill. Bill.
Hello.
Do you want to know which woman I liked most when I was growing up?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, I do. We'll save that. Oh, do you?
I'd like to know.
It's Thatcher. Oh, no, goodness. Sorry, I read the wrong. Terry Hatcher. Right, Angela, it's your birthday this year. Is there anything you want particularly for your birthday?
Well, my birthday's on the 29th of December.
Yes. Oh, Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, not quite. Mm. But in or around. Mm. We're both Capricorn. And but I always get stiffed out of presents because everyone does the double gift. So ideally, just two presents.
Okay.
One for Christmas, one for my birthday.
Okay.
I'm not fussy.
Anyone got any good presents recently?
Yeah, I got this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It's the horn section paperweight available.
I got
all good outlets.
Oh, yeah. For how much is it?
20 quid.
20 quid.
20, wow.
We can tweet a picture of that. I got some stabilisers for my car, which was a relief. But I want to tell you a story about something that my brother gave me for my birthday this year. This is true. Can I have some sad music, please?
Now, just shut up and go on with it.
This year, my birthday's in September. And my little brother, Chip, transferred me some money, which is nice. He also sent something through the post. And I didn't know what it was, but I got a card, you know, one of those cards from the post office saying you've got to pick it up because I wasn't in. So I was quite excited. And I had to find my passport as my ID. And there was a big queue at the sorting office. So I ended up missing a train, but I was still excited. And what he sent me was a birthday card, but he forgot to put the stamp on it, Angela. So I queued for half an hour, missed the train, got the card, cost me £2. I opened it, it said, "To Alex, happy birthday from Chip." I put it immediately in the bin. And then I had to get a taxi to Amersham where I missed another train. I was late for a meeting and the meeting didn't go very well.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday.
The knock-on effect.
The knock-on effect. And that one is called the knock-on effect. It's time for questions for Angela from the Little Musicians under Angela's Choice of Music.
Oh. What about, do you have anything by Westlife?
We've got Westlife style piano, I think. Yeah.
Or what about Joni Mitchell? Does that feel a bit too morbid?
No, that's good. Have we got an acoustic guitar?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there we go. Piano. If you want to take it, the band have all written a little question for you. Take one of those questions and pass it on. They've all written these are quite personal questions from the band to you.
I see.
I can pass it this way. Who would you like to ask your first question, Angela? Rhythmical man?
Yeah. No, the piano man.
Oh, I'm glad you don't know.
Yeah.
The dream man.
The dream guy. Yeah.
Okay, Ed, what's your question?
Hello, Angela.
Hello.
I'm a musician, and I'm actually pretty good at what I do. But have you ever entered a competition in a magazine and won it?
Oh, that's a great question.
Or some shit like that.
Yeah, and then a bit of piano under the answer, please. It can be brief or long, the answer, whatever you want.
I have never ever entered a competition in a magazine. However, I did once win a competition at the ploughing championships.
Not a bad answer.
It was a 250 quid voucher for farming consultancy. Non-transferable.
cow.
Did you were you ploughing?
No, I was just watching.
Best watcher.
So it was a raffle.
It was a raffle, yeah.
Oh, I see.
But we filled it out and they didn't have a limit on how many times you could fill it out. And I was around 9 and we went for it.
And how was the farming consultation session?
I never had it because I'm not a farmer and they wouldn't let me my Uncle Sean have it.
Better answer than question? Who next?
I've got a good answer to that question.
No one cares.
Yes. Willip, do you want to ask Angela a question?
Yo, this is my question. What's your highest ever break in snooker?
Oh, great question.
Oh.
Mine is 32. Question.
Yours is what, Willip?
32.
Wow.
No way.
What was the combination of balls just before the answer?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to know. Yes,
red.
We're going to hear it now.
Okay. Black.
Red, black.
Eight.
Red, black, red, black, red, black.
That's loads, man.
Yeah, no, that's pool. I was pretty good at pool, but the snooker table was it's much bigger, obviously. Mm. And the balls are really heavy. So when I learned on the pool table, it made snooker a bit more difficult.
What's the number?
So I'm going to say 40.
What?
Have I gone too far?
No. You've been just right.
Okay, 45.
Oh, a lot better than you, Willip.
Yeah,
Okay, three more questions. Who next, Angela?
Who next?
Who next?
I've got one.
Oh, okay.
Angela, I was just wondering this. Do people ever pronounce your name wrong? And if so, do they call you Anne de la Scanlon or Angie Scandinavia?
Oh. neither of those.
Thank you.
Yeah, no music under that one, but fair enough. Two left, Mark or Ben?
Mark.
Hey there, Angela.
Hi.
Have you got any gates where you live?
Have I got any gates?
Have you got any gates?
That's a good question.
No. Again, it feels a bit racist. like I live
is
in
that
a
racist? Site. I suppose it's,
yeah. Well, no, gates, there's connotations in Ireland.
Yeah, and he was doing the eyes.
He what? Was doing
your question.
the Irish eye.
I do have a party trick that involves me crossing one eye and not the other.
Yeah. Great for podcast.
Oh, I know, yeah, sorry. I'll put it up online after.
All right, so final question.
Oh, hi, Angela.
Hello.
I've always wanted to ask you this. Which of your white goods do you think needs replacing next? Your dishwasher, maybe?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, no, I'm actually quite specific about how the dishwasher is loaded. So I basically washed everything before it goes into it.
I do that at the moment.
Yeah, so I would say it's probably... the washing machine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was a lovely bit.
It was really enjoyable.
But Angela, my question is, would you like to win a Rolls Royce?
Is there any other choice of cars or does it have to be that one?
I'll just check.
I'll take it. No, I'll take it.
It is just a Rolls Royce. Okay. This is a game where you have to say the name of a Roy of my choice.
Okay.
And roll your R's while you're doing it.
Okay.
So you're going to be rolling the Roy.
Right.
The person who does the longest Roy rolled in one breath will get a Rolls Royce at some point, I'd have thought. I previously said Greg Davis is in the lead for this, but he's not. It's actually Ben Shepherd.
I love Ben.
Well, we all
and
love Ben.
His kids were here as well, weren't the lads?
Mr. Grey and Mr. Blue. 30 seconds is the score to beat.
Okay.
But who's your Roy? Well, I'm going to tell you. Do guess if you think you know it. Born in 1957. This Roy is an English film and TV actor, known for his hard man roles. He was also in Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Roy Winston.
It is Roy Winston. Well done. Run out of traditional Roys. So, do you understand the rules of the game, Angela?
So I just have to say his name.
Yeah, but we're rolling the R's at the beginning. One breath.
Okay.
And 30 seconds.
And your time and me.
Yes, I will start the clock when you start the Roy. And this is the last bit of the podcast.
Okay, so go for it.
Really go for it. Don't hold anything back, and just leave it all on the pitch.
Okay. I thought it was all about rolling the oar, no?
A lot happened there.
Shit, wow. I'm so sorry.
And also, it's been deemed it was a false start at the beginning.
What?
You went low. You went...
Okay.
For the time, do you want to tell her what the time was, Joe? If you want to have a look at the, and deliver the news.
27 seconds.
Oh.
Unlucky.
So, unlucky.
So close.
It felt there was a hint of a hint of a hint of a breath.
A couple of breaths.
I know. Maybe. I'm sorry. I it makes me really claustrophobic. That.
It's like drowning, isn't it?
It is. I find it really uncomfortable. But there is a guy who makes you practice it, and apparently it's good for your head. Yeah, Ben Winhoff, I think, is his name.
He's
anyway.
Got life sorted, I think, Ben Winhoff.
Yeah.
And actually, this podcast is devoted to Ben Winhoff.
Okay. He's not dead.
And the memory.
Nor is Angela Lansbury.
No, but one day he will be, and this podcast will still be going.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of podcasts.
If you like to wear clothes on your top half, you should listen to this song. Because we know a place where they make them. With really, really cool bits and bobs on. So go to koalachessart.com. Koalachessart.com. They've got animal prints, t-shirts and hoodies, and many, 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 many other goodies at koalachessart.com. Koalachessart.com.
That's it. That's not all we've got time for today, but that's all we've written. Do you have any other business, Angela, or anything you feel we haven't covered that you would have liked us to have covered?
No, it was very enjoyable.
Oh, we haven't. Do you,
I go on. Yeah.
One more round for old time's sake.
Okay.
I think it's
the theme.
Yeah, it's with you. I think the game's with you.
Great, as you do. Breath of usage, 10.
You seem to be confusing me with someone who gives a shit, 7.
That's better. You can say that again. Breath of usage, 10.
Stands to reason, 7. Oh, no.
If only. Breath of usage, 10.
She's sticking with that. Chance will be a fine thing, 6.
That's ridiculous in this day and age. Likely, oh no, shit, I picked it. Likelihood of awkwardness, 9.
Oh, beggars can't be choosers, 3, and that has to be low, so it goes back to me.
Yeah.
You're having a laugh. Likelihood of awkwardness, 1.
Ooh. If we work together, we can keep the nectar for ourselves.
Love that phrase.
I've never heard that one before. Likelihood of awkwardness, 10.
Yeah, it would be a bit awkward. And should we say next girl wins?
Yeah.
And they can choose, Mark, you can choose the category, so it's...
Well, does the next one win not just the amount, like if I have more, I win?
Oh, you want to count the cards?
It's not just
you want to take
sudden death. Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
No, we'll count the cards if you want to count the cards.
Okay, let me just see. Yeah, okay, fine.
What, count the cards?
No, come on, you do your thing.
But you're going to choose a category, Mark.
What are the categories?
Strength, cool factor, breadth of usage, speed and likelihood of awkwardness.
I'm going to say likelihood of awkwardness.
So it's a low number. I've got... Oh, she doesn't look happy. Do you want me to just...
I literally can't believe that anyone would say what you just said.
That is awkward.
10.
I've got that for me to know and you to find out. What? A 2.
Oh.
Well, we can count the cards, though. Count the cards like that. Oh, that goes to me, doesn't it?
No, yeah, you win that one.
Okay. But now we're going to count the cards, Mark. 1, okay. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, it's a close game. I have... Should we say it at the same time?
Yeah.
Trumps.
1, 2, 3,
18. 12 cards.
Oh. Well done, Angela.
Was the Rolls Royce for the other gamer for that one? Is it transferable prize?
No, you get a Vauxhall Corsa for that one.
Not bad.
It's not bad, not bad.
Yeah.
Can I have some dangerous music, please, as I thank everyone for this podcast? Thank you for listening. Yep, thank you for listening. Thanks to Joel for editing, Joe Walker for recording. Thanks to the guy on piano, and Joe and Mark and Will and Ben, and of course our best guest ever, Angela Scanlon! That's right. There is one more episode in this series featuring Al Murray. But first, there is a bonus song tonight called Let's Hear It by Mr. Willip Collier.
Let's hear it for hamsters.
Yeah!
Let's
Let's hear it for banisters.
Banisters!
Let's hear it for janitors.
Yeah!
Let's hear it for canisters.
Yeah!
Let's hear it for panniers.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it for all of these things. Let's hear it for magpies.
Yeah!
Let's hear it for bagpipes.
Yeah!
Let's hear it for pad thai.
Yeah!
Let's hear it for last night. Let's hear it for quad bikes. Let's hear it for all of these things. Let's hear it for horses. Let's hear it for Dorset. Let's hear it for courses. Let's hear it for forceps. Let's hear it for sauces. Let's hear it for all of these things. Let's hear it for candles. Let's hear it for brambles. Let's hear it for bangles. Let's hear it for mangles. Let's hear it for sandals. Let's hear it for all of these things. Let's hear it for babies. Let's hear it for rabies. Let's hear it for scabies. Let's hear it for ladies. Let's hear it for gravies. Let's hear it for all of these things. Let's hear it for waving. Let's hear it for paving. Let's hear it for caving. Let's hear it for raving. Let's hear it for shaving. Let's hear it for all of these things.
It's time for a brief holler for those kind people who've donated $5. Eve Lawrence, Gas, Amy Campbell, Ben Towers, or Ben Towers, or Ben Towers, Ben Powers, and Cy Pedal, Richard Audrey, Mary Francis, yeah, Jason Parnell Brooks, going back now to Ben. It's Ben T-O-E-W-S Towers. Either way, thank you everyone for donating. We'll see you next series. Goodbye, we love you. Goodbye, hello.
I once heard about a game of chess that got quite out of hand. It was played upon a ship that sailed upon some foreign land. And while the players moved their pawns, a dolphin rose and shouted out, "Your rook's in danger." Sorry, not a dolphin, but a talking trout. The players shook their heads and said, "This silly trout, it don't know nothing." But they looked and saw the rook was taking an almighty stuffing, because the knight had used its sword to chop off all the rook's legs. "I'll serve them up," it said, "with oxtail soup and little fishy eggs." And so the game was up, and they all disembarked in Zanzibar. And there the players got a train, and they got the cable car. And mainly they all spoke about a lady who was famous there, because she had such fancy nails and lustrous head of hair. Her sausage rolls taste so much nicer than the ones you get at Greg. So raise a glass to chess and soup and lovely lady Jen Brick. By the way, I don't know much about this person, safe to say, good luck with the new baby. Would you mind if we all came to stay?
When Czechoslovakia broke up, I didn't know who was who. I knew there'd be some Czech guys and there'd be some Slovaks too. But what about the other ones? The ones at the end of the name, the Czechoslovakian people, they couldn't all be the same. Yes, the Czechoslovakians split into three, the Czechs and the Slovaks were two, but the Ians are the other ones. So Ians, this song's for you. And in particular, Ian Cox, the king of all the Ians. So thanks for donating money to us. You're a model for all Europeans.
Pretty good.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweater starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.